the Word of God. From the Scriptures. The Quran is the Book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahdatuddin Khan. Taha, we have not sent the Quran down to you to distress you, but only as an exhortation for him who fears God. It is a revelation from him who has created the earth and the high heavens, the all-merciful settled on the throne. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, and whatever lies in between them, and all that lies under the ground. 20:1-6. The Quran is a reminder of the call to the truth, but its full impact is felt only when the caller himself is fully dedicated to the cause of God, having sacrificed his own interests thereto. If he is to bring people to the right path, he must be seen to put others' welfare before his own, even if this brings him toil and trouble. But no matter how perfect the presentation of the call to the truth may be, only those will receive guidance from it who are capable of recognizing and appreciating the truth, and for whom the reasoned argument alone is enough to open their eyes. The August Being, who created the universe, has himself revealed the Quran. Therefore, there is no contradiction between the Quran and nature. The Quran is a reminder of the truth, but its impact can only be commensurate with the ability, already innate in human nature, to recognize the truth. Whether you speak aloud, or in a low voice, he hears all, for he knows your secrets, and what is even more hidden. God, there is no deity but him. His are the most excellent names. 20:7-8. In this world, on the one hand, there are those whose creed is to compromise on their principles for the sake of their worldly interests, and on the other hand, there are the few who call people to the truth and whose creed is based on remaining in consonance with God. The first group readily finds in its surroundings friends and supporters and does not feel isolated. In contrast to this, those who give the call to the truth stand apart, but on the firm foundation of God who is beyond the vision of mortal eyes. Time and again the preacher becomes uneasy due to the disturbing nature of the prevailing conditions. Often, he turns towards his God with prayers in his heart, and sometimes the words of prayer escape from his lips loud and clear in articulate form. To all appearances it seems that in this populous world, he is all alone and that there is nobody who is his friend or supporter. But this is a matter of outward appearance. In reality, the preacher who gives a call to the truth stands on the firmest ground, because he calls for the support of God, who is aware not only of the prayers uttered in solitude but also of the whispering of the heart. Such a preacher seeks to make that being, God, his supporter who possesses all the imaginable and unimaginable powers that are required for giving anyone assistance. The secret of attaining peace in life is tolerance of disturbance of the peace.